So how to make a good confession.
Welcome back, everybody. Today is Wednesday of the first full week of Lent.
And today we are talking about confession.
Confession.
And before we get to confession, I want to confess something to you. We need your help. We need your help. See, we are committed to coming here and showing up. And many of you know this on every Wednesday. And outside of that, we come during Lent and Advent and during special times of the year leading up to feast days. We do novenas. And all of our content is based upon helping people live the Catholic life. And many of you know this. And it is because of our Patreon supporters who commit to us financially every month that we're able to do this. And we're incredibly grateful. And we are turning a new page in our ministry and in our family, and we will be building a studio within the next year. Hopefully within the next year, we're in the plannings. We're going to be upgrading our cameras. We've already done one camera already. That was like $6,000. We hope to get two more and then the studio. That all to say, for us to continue to come to you and be committed to you, we need your financial help. If you are in the position to help support us, we'd be incredibly grateful because we don't want to charge for the videos that we do. We want to keep everything free. And for that business model to work, we're counting on you because that's the only way it can work. Otherwise, we've got to charge. So friends, if you're interested in becoming a supporter of ours, we would be very, very grateful. There'll be a link in the description also at the end of this video that will take you to our Patreon page where you can help us on a monthly basis. So thank you very much for that consideration. So Janelle, confession.
When we go to receive the sacrament, we must think of Christ above all else. We must make sure He is the center of the sacramental act. God's glory and love must be more important than our sins. We need to look at Jesus much more than ourselves. We must keep our eyes on His goodness rather than on our own wretchedness, because interior life is a dialogue of love in which God is always the point of reference.
I thought this was really important to remember for myself. When I go into the confession, I tend to be more of a pessimistic and a downer than an upper. So my mind works. It sometimes is broken that way. And I can tend to focus on my sin more than I can focus on the love of God. And this was a really good reminder for me that in the confession, it is a meeting of Jesus Christ. And it's good to avoid two extremes when we're going and looking at the spiritual life. One extreme is that we only focus in on our sin. And if we only look at our sin and the horror of it, that's going to lead to despair. Mm-hmm. But the other side is if we only look at the love of God and His mercy, that can lead us to the position of presumption, which says, well, I can do whatever I want to do because God is going to forgive. And I think the meeting place is in the middle, where we look at the mercy of God and His great love for us, but also at the horror of sin. And that meeting place is in the sacrament of confession, where we meet Jesus.
I think that's why I really love the message of Our Lady of Fatima. She often speaks to the children about how deeply grieved and offended God is by our sin. And yet, despite that, God's willingness to forgive is so superior to anything. You know, His mercy outweighs any kind of grievous sin that we could ever commit. And so if we come to Him with a contrite heart, He will not deny us that forgiveness. Mm-hmm. Every contrite confession is a drawing near to the holiness of God, a rediscovery of one's true identity, which has been upset and disturbed by sin, a liberation in the very depth of one's self, and thus a regaining of lost joy, the joy of being saved, which the majority of people in our time are no longer capable of experiencing.
Wow, that really resonates with me. And the rediscovering of our true identity, this is exactly what the devil wants to distort and to steal from us. Mm-hmm. He wants to get us to identify with sin, with our shame, or what we do. And you actually see this. If we go back to the readings from the Sunday where the temptation of Jesus in the desert, and Satan goes to Jesus and says, if you are the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. If you are the Son of God, throw yourself and the angels will catch you. He's attacking the identity of Jesus. If you are, prove it. And I think Satan does the same thing with us. Mm-hmm. He twists our thinking of ourselves to take it off of what God has done for us and focus on what we have done to ourselves and to God. And in the sacrament of confession, I love that, we discover, rediscover our true identity in Jesus. Like the prodigal son coming home, when he's embraced by the father, what does the father do? He said, quick, kill the calf, let's celebrate, get the robe, get the ring. This son of mine. He identifies himself with the son. You are mine. He doesn't point to what the son has done. He says, you are mine. They celebrate, they embrace. Isn't that beautiful? And that is our experience in the sacrament of confession. So how to make a good confession?
St. Jose Maria Escriva used to advise us that our confession should be concise, concrete, clear, and complete. The use of too many words frequently denotes a desire, whether conscious or not, to flee from direct and full sincerity. So as not to fall into this, we need to make a good examination of conscience. Okay, so there's four different components to a good confession. The first one is, I thought about listing this off, but to be honest, I have a hard time memorizing things, so I'm just going to read it. Concise. Confession with few words, just the words that are needed to say humbly what we have done or have failed to do, without any unnecessary elaboration or adornment. Concrete. Confession without digression, without generalities. The penitent will suitably indicate his situation and also the time that has elapsed since his last confession and the difficulties he finds in leading a Christian life. Clear. A confession where we make ourselves understood, declaring the precise nature of the fault. Complete. Integral confession without leaving anything out through a false sense of shame so as not to appear bad in the confessor's eyes. So I feel like even for myself, sometimes like I get into confession and then I start like telling the whole story and it's like way more than the priest really needs to hear. It's like, just get to the point, confess your sins. We don't have to put on this false shame or just, you know, I really love how simple St. Jose Maria Escriva just puts it out there for us.
It's probably because he's heard too many bad confessions.
Maybe.
Do you have anything to add?
I liked also how he mentions about, you know, not using generalities and being very precise, because I think sometimes we like to kind of beat around the bush and make something not seem as grave as it actually is. But, you know, honestly, if we do a good examination of conscience, we just name the sin as it is, and then we move on to the next one. I think that would make it much more simpler.
Great.
Okay.
All right. So hopefully this helps you make a good confession. Hope you're encouraged by this.
I have one more quote. I'm not done.
I'm sorry.
You're wrapping up already.
Sorry to cut you off.
Okay. Final thing I wanted to mention, because I can completely relate with this quote. I remember when I was in high school, I just carried a lot of guilt around. And truly, the sacrament of penance was the greatest gift that I could have ever received. The moments of a sincere confession may well be amongst the sweetest, the most comforting, and the most decisive moments in life. You know, when you walk out of that confession and you just feel like a new person and all the weight of guilt and shame are gone, mm-hmm. Such a freeing experience.
It's a new day. Mm-hmm. Have you experienced that, friends? This is a time where we can avail ourselves to God's mercy in this particular way. So I hope this message encourages you, blesses you. If you want to become a part of our Patreon team and support team now, the link will be at the end of this video, also in the description. And in closing, please pray the rosary with us right up there.
Mm-hmm. And one last thing, most importantly, get to confession. Mm-hmm. Please.
And we'll see you tomorrow. Mm-hmm.